This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's talk about the Chiefs briefly, though, and pivot away from the Royals briefly, because the weekend was kind of interesting. I like you said you weren't on social media a ton this weekend, but I checked it a little bit, and some of the conversations and some of the quotes that were coming out. I know Friday, Drew, you and Bink, I think you said, we're talking about some of the pieces that people were putting out from quotes before the Super Bowl about coaches and how they were feeling the pressure or not feeling the pressure and things like that. One thing that maybe stood out more, and Arrowhead Pride did a write-up on this, which is about the fatigue factor. And we all know they've played more games than everybody over the last... I mean, Travis Kelce last week spoke about it, even on his podcast in relation to retirement. But was that something we should have acknowledged more? Or was it, hey, we all thought... at that time, for me, Cody, they had barely played any football the last month and a half because they were able to rest in week 18 and they had the bye. And then of course they play the Texans and Bills and they had another 2 weeks before the next game. I just assumed fatigue wasn't that big of a factor. And I still don't know if I'm willing to admit that fatigue. They looked like the slower worn out team, against the Eagles. But I just wonder if that
could just be that team has more speed.
Well, that, and then once you're down 17-0 and nothing's working,
you start looking slow.
Yeah.
Your motivation looks worse. And I'm not going to pretend like that some portion of it wasn't just like the pressure of a three-peat. Because we always just like, I don't know, man. Did the pressure of a three-peat really get to you? I don't know, man. When you're in the actual Super Bowl and all of a sudden you see yourself down 14-0 or 20-0, do all of a sudden you start thinking about how you blew your chance at a three-peat and everything unravels? Yeah, I do. I do think that's a real thing. The comments that got really blown up were the Joe Blamire ones where he's like, he's an all-time great, and you got to think about that when you're calling games, and then people turned it into this version of, well, he's scared money, right? Scared money, don't make money, and
that
it was this whole...
bizarre. The way that took off on, I guess it was Friday, where that took off on Friday, I took the quotes more as of a...
respect the responsibility.
While in a losing effort, you can spin it and make it seem different. But in what I feel like the context of it was saying, you have a chance to coach a great like Mahomes. Yeah. You feel pressure making sure you give them the tools to succeed. Right. I would argue. I feel like I've heard comments similar even on the Royals and with Bobby Wood Jr. Like you feel like you don't want to waste this talent. I feel like we've heard that stuff time and time again, but because it was after a blowout loss, these quotes that are out there from Blamire, people are taking it as if like he was coaching scared. I didn't take it that way. I think they feel like most coaches, if you coach LeBron, I bet you felt pressure. MJ, Brady, you feel pressure to make sure that you take advantage of having the greatest player on earth at that given moment. That's how I took it. And that's understandable, right? Like you got the keys to the Lamborghini. You want to make sure you take advantage of that. Like Cody's not going cruise control, you know, when it's 35 miles an hour.
No, not typically in that case. We'll see. But you want them, like, I guess I took it more like Uncle Ben in Spider-Man, right? Hey, with great power comes great responsibility. And so they all understand, we have an all-time great quarterback. Let's maximize what we can get out of him. they were fatigued and they were too tired and they ran out of gas. I would have honestly bought into that had they lost in the first round of the playoffs, missed the playoffs, lost in the divisional round, where, like, you could see steam running out. If you make it all the way to the Super Bowl, you don't get a claim tired. If you played a full season last year and won a Super Bowl, played a full season the year before, won a Super Bowl, you got all the way to the Super Bowl this year, you can't be, but now I'm tired. In the final game of the year, the fatigue stuff, I think, is probably, like, do I think that they're, like, tired of the pomp and circumstance that goes around the game, and sometimes that gets old and tiring? Yeah. Do I think that they were more tired than the Eagles? No. I think by the time you get to the Super Bowl and you get 2 weeks off, you were healthy. We talked about this. They got to rest the final month of the season, essentially. They got plenty of time off. Fatigue was not the issue. The playing with the coach, this goes back to the thing. I'm not mad at the Blamire comments in the sense that I'm ready to bury the guy. Like, they don't have any idea what they're doing as an organization. But this is part of the reason I told you I wanted just, like, a fresh voice in there. And not that, like, the intimidation factor or those things. Because if I bring in some 25-year-old off Mike McDaniel staff just because I want a fresh voice on offense, doesn't mean he's not going to be intimidated by Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the NFL. I just want a fresh voice in the sense that I think some of the tired ideas of, well, we're trying everything to make this work right now because we understand how great he is. Hey, you just probably need a fresh voice. It's more about that for me than anything else. Not firing Blamire, bringing in somebody else to look at it from a different perspective.
I guess for me, though, so many of the offensive issues, I still think, go back to the limitations off of personnel. And by personnel, I'm talking about left tackle. I'm talking about still a wide receiver room that was old. I understand we're all excited about Xavier Worthy. Yeah. We should be. But Rashee Rice, we all know, was out since week four, middle of the game there against the Chargers. And then they were relying on Juju Smith-Schuster. And to his credit, he had one huge game against the Saints. But and then the Texans to open it up. But you're relying on Juju Smith-Schuster and DeAndre Hopkins and some, in, you know, at times even Justin Watson. Like, Travis Kelce at this point in his career, you know, he's what, 34 years old? I mean, you were old in some areas and you had bad left tackle play. And your all-pro guard was playing tackle, so therefore left guard play was below average. I mean, I feel like a lot of this is very explainable. It's just, it's pretty impressive that they were even able to go to 15-2, really 15-1, during the regular season. That to me was a big reason why they had some of the issues. I still, and I know you weren't saying it there, but like I disagree with the entire context of the comments that everybody was kind of going after on Friday. I still don't believe that that's what the comments were intended to be. And I think it's very easy after a blowout loss for someone to just tweet out a quote without any context to, like, what was, as you know, if you're at these media events, especially in the Super Bowl, it's a media scrum or they're at the podium and you're working on a story and you're just getting, like, big picture thoughts and things like that. And I'm sure Blamire or any other coach would be like, if they're asked, hey, do you feel pressure to coach Patrick Mahomes? And it's not like, yeah, man, I'm terrified. My job's in jeopardy. And
every day I'm worried I'm going to get fired.
And I'm nervous to call plays. People are acting like that's what he said. I don't believe, to my knowledge, that's at all what the context was.
He said he understands the responsibility of coaching a player.
Like,
that great.
Any coach would.
I mean, we had
five different former coaches call in today and any of them coached, were fortunate enough to coach a Hall of Famer or a great or anybody like that, I would imagine they would all feel like there was pressure to make sure you took advantage of having said player. Not that they were scared of Tom Brady. I'm sure. Even your favorite guy, Josh McDaniels, I'm sure was like,
probably not him. He's an arrogant ass.
You want to take advantage of having, hell, he did take advantage. He got coaching jobs because of it. You know, like that to me is what it's about. Not the, oh my gosh, he's panicking because he has to call plays for Patrick Mahomes.
I didn't take it that way either.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.